Hello, we are going to talk about the two games at the the Gold Cup W. First game between Argentina and Mexico, and the second game, the U.S. Women's National Team against the Dominican Republic. So, Sils, what are a few thoughts on the first game?
I had to drink coffee to stay awake. I think Argentina definitely came in with the mindset of we're going to do a lot of defending. They did have some chances on the break. But yeah, they came in with a very clear game plan, and Mexico didn't. They had some joy early, and obviously they got the penalty call in their favor, but they just looked very discombobulated, and players that should be on opposite sides were on the same side, and I don't know, Mexico's starting to feel a bit, I think the chat, they were like Spanish Norway, like Spanish speaking Norway, like it's very, the individual talent seems to surpass what they do as a team, which is not really how you win. So yeah, it was a very frustrating nil-nil draw to watch.
Okay. Well, basically, couple things. Mexico needs a sports psychologist, because whatever's happening where they play fine when it's not a tournament or it's just qualifying goes out the window when they actually get in the actual tournament. They got to figure that out, because it's literally the only thing holding them back. And it doesn't make sense, because swaths of these players play together in club. And literally what Argentina ran, they do that in, they deal with that kind of style of play actually in league. So players acting like literally on the same team, acting like they never play with each other, like literally literal same club team. And we're talking about the top tier club teams in Liga MX Femenil. They got to figure that out. Also the coaching, like he was doing weird stuff and didn't adjust. I mean, we saw Maria Sanchez and Jackie Vale on the same side of the field. And so figuring out like what is the identity, what are you trying to do, because it was okay in the first half, but you just didn't score goals on a mental block. But in the second half it went to shit. Argentina was really good defensively, and could have scored, so it'll be interesting to see. Oh, and they did a lot of Oscar winning acting. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like when Comebol comes plays the U.S. later. But yeah, it was a draw that could have, earlier could have gone either way. Later, Mexico was fortunate Argentina didn't score.
Well, I think at the end of the day, right, like, if they hit that penalty, they probably get out 1-0, and it papers over some of what else they did. They also probably play differently if they're up 1-0. But yeah, I agree. I think they seem very panicky. I don't think the weather helped. I don't think the pitch helped.
No.
But everybody has to play in that weather, and everybody has to play on that pitch. So you have to adjust and adapt. And there's plenty of players on the Mexico side that have played in inclement weather before. Like, it's not a new condition.
Yeah, that's what they do. They live in this kind of stuff. So
I definitely think that their biggest hurdle is mental. Like, keeping in mind, they obviously lost Camberos.
Yes.
For this tournament, and they lost their starting goalkeeper. Now that
looked like a
team that had not played with their goalkeeper at all. Like, that was shaky, and they got till Friday to figure it out.
Yeah.
Playing out the back was shaky.
Yeah, that was bad. Other than that, next game. U.S. Women's National Team versus Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I think you can go first this time. Since I'm
I was going to say, for Dominican Republic, they were really just trying to just defend the whole game. And actually, they did really well. Actually, if their defenders were a little older, some of those goals don't happen. The refereeing was interesting. It was a journey. So some of those probably aren't penalty kicks. And then some of the goals don't actually happen.
Yeah.
So So then my other rework around is to the United States. What are we doing? What's the game plan? Because after Mia Fishel got hurt, there was no Mia Fishel game plan because we saw Olivia Moultrie be a non-like entity. Central entity. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
But there wasn't like a game plan.
Yeah.
And then my only... It wasn't convincing. It was a win, but it wasn't like clarity, and it left more questions than anything, because when Alex Morgan came in, they reverted back to what was the problem before. So what's the game plan going forward?
Yeah.
But my last thing is, honestly, if this was supposed to be the tournament you're supposed to give your younger people experience, my bigger frustration is like, why in the talent pool did you not have on the, what's the roster they could pull from? In the, what is that called? Mm-hmm. The provisional roster. Why wasn't Messiah Bright on there? Why wasn't Ashley Hatch at least somewhere near the West Coast so you could bring her in? Because bringing veterans mm-hmm. that have been doing it, that's not helping your case for what you're about to deal with in the Olympics. So not actually having legitimate depth at the non-position, but then in general, just doing stuff where it's like, your best midfielder still playing fullback. Why? You got a forward who should probably be a midfielder in Jaden Shaw. You got a lot going on in, like, it's like, what is your game plan? And you need to give people experience. You're doing kind of the same shit. So that's my thing.
Yeah. So for that match, so clearly we were trying something formation-wise a bit different. 3-4-3, and then they would pop somebody back, but they would also run Sonnet up to the point where I was like, ooh, that feels like it's getting too close to the touchline for me. That's not where she lives. Like, that's not even a knock. That's literally not where she lives.
She doesn't do that. Like, what are we doing? Yeah.
That's a 1v1 player's domain. So I think they were trying things. It's a group of players that clearly hasn't played together that often. Despite like 4 and 4, like eight of the, like 4 were Portland Thorns and 4 were Gotham FC players. So, I think we got a little experimental. I think they looked at who the opponent was, understanding that they were gonna defend. Like you said, I think they defended well centrally. If we kept the ball centrally, like, yeah, there was some desperation clearing and things like that, but they knew they were going to have to do that for 90, the Dominican Republic. We kept trying to run the ball. We kept running the ball at the top of the box, like making the runs across, dribbling or trying to pass. But our joy was out wide, which is usually the case with us, right? Like, I still think we could tweak that midfield, and we didn't play our A team, like, or whatever our A team looks like right now. That doesn't seem to be what we did for this game. But the joy was out wide. Like, the game plan for this was iso Midge.
Isolation Midge.
It was literally get the ball to Midge first and let her pick out passes, pick out crosses, whatever that looked like, and it worked, right? They had that really compact defense, but they could not defend Midge first 1v1, right, and that opened up everything else, right? Like, I think technically the first assist hit off of Sophia.
But yeah,
Midge had a hat trick of assists, and all in the run of play, and so it could have had a fourth, right? Like, that Lynn Williams goal was offside, but I think we have to get creative. I think there was very much a time when we were just crossing, and I'm like, we can't do cross it in and pray in 2024. Like, we are supposed to be beyond that at this point. I'd like to see a few things. I would like to see Shaw at the 10. I know they're trying her in all these different places, but as somebody who talked to Jaden Shaw on Friday, I think Jaden Shaw thinks she's a 10, and I don't disagree with her. She's absolutely played out wide as well, but I think in a world where we're basically praying Roosevelt stays whole, we need another 10, and she's probably the best one we have. Honestly, she is the best one we have right now that's not Roosevelt, and so... I think there's that. And I think we probably haven't tapped the depth charts in terms of some of the positions. Like, Mia going down very much exposed the, ooh, we don't actually call in our nines, or we don't have a lot of nines. I think, you know, professional win, it's 5 goals. That's what you're supposed to do in the first game of a tournament like this in preparation for the Olympics. I am interested to see what Argentina USA looks like Friday.
Yes. Oh, last thing. Ms. Purse bald. Trying to like ignore that is unacceptable. I saw a lot of people complain about that
they
online.
Fixed it.
But Lynn bald, Olivia Moultrie bald, Corbin.
Yeah, she's very good.
Bald.
Nice longest heat map was great.
Yes.
I'm a little weary of not actually playing fullbacks at the fullback.
Yeah. Do not do that again or y'all gonna get cooked.
Because we're recording this on a Wednesday and we just watched a Colombia match.
Colombia whipped that ass. Panama's match. I'm sorry, Panamanian fans. Yeah, Colombia decisively whipped that behind.
They made Marta Cox cry. I don't like that.
Yeah, that was a that was a cooking.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Could have been worse. Yeneth Bailey actually stood on her head.
All that to say,
she did a good job.
Please, U.S. Women's National Team, please, for the love of God, stop playing fullbacks as fullbacks. But then also, put your players in the best position so that you can figure out stuff, because like Colombia is the type of level you're gonna face. Brazil, maybe not Olympics.
Yeah, but we'll see what they look like soon.
Yeah, you're gonna have to play some real hard competition. So let's not repeat last year's struggle buses.
Yeah, I think we'll get out of the group. I would suspect we'll top the group.
Yeah,
it's the knockouts that'll get interesting.
Yes. Sure. And with that said, we're going to now, after this break, you're gonna hear interviews from couple of players from the Dominican Republic women's national team. So Gabriela Cuervas and also Catherine Gonzalez. And then you'll hear from the one and only legend herself, Midge Purse.
All right, so this is Shea Butter FC. So we are a podcast that covers women's soccer, particularly with a focus on black women and other underrepresented players in the game. So we just wanted to interview you. So first and foremost, can you let the people know who you are?
My name is Catherine Gonzalez.
All right, hit a banger on Saturday. and what's your position on the pitch?
Forward midfield.
Forward mid, all right, attacker player. All right, and so just wanted to get a few thoughts for you. Obviously a tall task today, but how did you all feel going in, and then how do you feel after the game? Sorry for the noise.
It's okay. We felt like excited, honestly. Like playing against top teams is only going to make us better. So we knew that what we had to do, and I think we did very well today. I think we stuck to the plan, defended as well as we could, played as hard as we could, and I mean, the result's the result, but we move up from here, so.
All right. I like to hear that. We could hear y'all cheering really loudly on the sideline, trying to just build each other up. What is that camaraderie? How have y'all sort of built that throughout the last couple of years?
I mean, we're a family. Like, it's one little country. We only got each other. Like, we're just trying to make a name for ourselves, cheer each other on, like, we work for our teammates, so yeah, that's what we do.
All right. Yeah.
So what can you take away from this game, I guess, going forward for the rest of the group stage?
I think we know we're going to play some top players, so stick to the plan, like stick to what we know, work hard, play with heart, and that's all we can really do.
Right. All right. Nice. So obviously, again, you had to hunker down for 90 today and play defense. Are you looking to attack a little more in your next couple of games against both Mexico and Argentina, or a similar game plan?
I think, every game will be different for sure, but we don't have the play right now, but we'll execute it. We'll definitely try to attack more. We want to get some goals in. We don't want to always defend, but, you know.
Absolutely.
I guess one more question. So, like, what you listening to as we get through this group stage of the tournament?
Listening to?
Anything to hype me up. I like something to prove.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I like to play something that'll like motivate me. Like, I got this, you know?
All right.
So, yeah.
All right, cool. That's what's up. All right,
yeah, well, we appreciate you. We know it's been a long day, but again, I think great showing from y'all as well. First game in the Gold Cup, got two more to go, so we'll check back in with y'all on Friday.
Thank you,
right.
Appreciate it.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
What's up, world? This is Shea Butter, and we're back with friend of the pod, Gabby, here from the DR. So just checking in, seeing how y'all are feeling after tonight's game. I think a strong defensive effort, but yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of defense. You know, I think there's disappointment. We obviously know that they're the best, one of the best teams in the world, but you still go into the game hoping and wishing and thinking that things will go a little bit better. So definitely a little disappointed, but on the other end, I'm also really proud of our team. We have a lot of young girls who maybe, you know, these are people that they're really looking up to. I mean, myself included, these are great players. So I'm happy that we were, you know, 2-0 at the half and we put up a great defensive fight. But yeah, I mean, I can't help but be a little disappointed.
Absolutely, absolutely. So like you said, obviously a defensive strategy. Also, though, we could hear y'all on the sideline, like teammates. Yeah. Can you just talk a bit about, like, that camaraderie, like, that locker room, how y'all sort of hype each other, keep each other
this
going?
This team is, like, the best group of girls in the world. We have players who may never see the field, and when I tell you they're, like, the number one person, like, hyping you up, cheering you on, you know, in training they're going 110% just to make you a little bit better. I can't ask for a better group, and it's around, being around them, it's just so much fun. Like, we're always laughing, we're always joking, we're always dancing. So I really love this group of girls, and I definitely feel the passion on the sideline and feel that they want me to do my best all the time. So I appreciate that, and I play for them, honestly. Like, for my teammates, it's the best.
I love that. I love that. And then you, as a leader on the team after a night like tonight, and knowing you have two more games left, what do you sort of say to your teammates, particularly those young players who, for them, this might be the first time they're experiencing something like this?
Yeah, honestly, after this game, I hope it gives us a little more confidence going forward. You know, we just played against the number 2 team. Now we have 31 and 35 in terms of ranking. So with a score like that, when the last time we played them was 14-0, we should be proud. We should be going into the next game feeling a little bit more confident, knowing defensively we can keep up with these players. So I'm telling them that, telling them to keep their heads up. Obviously, we learn from this game, but we also have to move forward and we have to focus on the next ones. So now I'm hoping all the nerves, all the jitters are out and they can come in and really show what they can do in the next 2 games.
All right. And obviously tonight's a rest night, but have y'all had any conversations around Mexico, what it'll look like to play them on Friday?
Honestly, not necessarily. We've really just focused on the U.S., but tonight's meeting could be, you know, refocusing on this game, figuring out what we need to do better, and then tomorrow it's just, like, straight Mexico. So really no time to mentally shut off, which is fine. But, yeah, Mexico will be focused on tomorrow morning for sure.
All right. And is the goal still to get out of the group stages?
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, I've taken all of it.
Well, you asked all my questions.
I did ask all the questions.
I was like, okay, so this was still a really good game in spite of a loss. So we got any music to celebrate the step forward?
I was in the ice bath listening to my bachata, you know, like in the field.
Yeah, all right.
But, you know, we had our dembo playing in the locker room, so the girls are always...
All right. Word. Well, thank you.
We're gonna let y'all rest.
I appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
I was good.
How are you doing?
Good. Not as well as you. Hey, so it was good. So, how was it today? As you were diamond balls out here cooking people up left and right. How are you feeling today?
I'm really proud of the team. 5-0 is good. 5-0 feels good. In this type of tournament, goals matter. And having more than, you know, 2 or 3 in a win is really important. So I'm proud of the team for getting it done.
Word.
Okay, and what were you seeing out there today, Mitch? Obviously, you had a lot of joy 1v1, getting balls into the box. What were you sort of seeing? What was DR giving you?
Yeah, I mean, they played a 5-back. They were sitting in, and I think whenever you have a low block like that, there is a lot of opportunity for 1v1s, but it was really the runs in the box that I was seeing. I mean, Lynn's arrival it's perfect, especially if I can put it in the right space, and Soph was making that hard run across the front, the near post. So, I mean, just picking out spots, the runners we had were really amazing. I don't think people give enough credit to the movement in the box.
All right. And what are you feeling right now, right? Obviously coming off of your championship game form and then coming into this game and being dominating. So where are you right now, like mentally, physically, what are you feeling?
I feel really grateful. I just like am really humbled to be here, be a part of this roster, and I wanna make the most of this position, and like I'm ready to go.
All right. And then one more question before you got to bounce. So what are you listening to as we're getting through these group stages of this Gold Cup? What's on your playlist?
On the way here, I was listening to Eminem a lot on the way here.
Okay.
I'm a throwback girly. And to be honest, I do like country music, so we have been bumping the Beyonce.
You 16 Carriages or Texas Hold'em?
I'm 16 Carriages, but everyone else is Texas Hold'em. But I'm also Daddy Lessons, so.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. There you go, the OG.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, man. Thank you.